Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rose of Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle George Crankfield. I truly thank God for blessing to be on this beautiful day that the Lord has created for every one of us to enjoy His beauty, His majesty, His magnificence, and everything that is required of Him that related to Him. And thank God for His purpose in life that He gives to us is to embrace His glory, to love Him as He loved us. He gave us His precious gift, and that gift is His Son, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for everything that He is in the days we are facing at this moment. There are those of you right now are so troubled. You don't know how things are going to be. Next week will be a week of Thanksgiving, and people are very concerned about how they're going to feed their family, how they're going to pay their bills. Otherwise, they worry about if they'll have a house to live in, or transportation to drive. But I thank God for Jesus Christ, for everything that He is. He is the answer to everything that we want from Him. The Lord will supply our needs because He is a God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, that's His name. He will provide. And one thing about it, as long as we trust in Him and rely on Him, He will see us through this. He will see us in the way that we want to see Him, as a righteous and merciful God. Good morning to the body of Christ. Thank you for joining with me on the Rose of Sharon Ministry. Thank God that some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are on your way to the house of God to be in a prayer group. You might be out on the street feeding the homeless. Give them an encouraging word. Some of the missionaries are in foreign land, praise God, sharing the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are those who are in hospital praying for those to come back to life. Thank God, for He is merciful. Thank God for the family, the dad, the mom, the children. And most of all, thank God for you. Praise God that God give you the right frame of mind. Some people's minds are being taken by the hand of the enemy. And we're asking God to save our mind as well as our body. We ask the Lord to save our mind. In the world we are facing, the world we are looking at, there is so much devastation and chaotic. But in the midst of the storm, Jesus is right there with a nail printed hand. He's right there guiding us in the midst of a heavy and dark and wicked storm. But God will see us through this as long as we keep our eyes on Him. But most of all, I truly thank God for His love and for His mercy. That the God that we serve, He is able to see us through in these times of need. But I thank God for Jesus Christ for giving us hope and peace. And that's all we need. We need His love, we need His hope, and we need His peace. And all, most of all, we need His knowledge and understanding, asking God to give us the faith to stand in the midst of everything that we are dealing with at this moment. And I truly thank God that the Lord bless those who have jobs are not able to return to work. And I thank God for those children are able to have bread on their plate. And thank God for medicine to heal those who need medication. But I truly, truly thank God for His love. What a mighty God we serve. And I truly thank God. So let's pray for one another in this hour of prayer. And we are on our way to the week of Thanksgiving. Not to sit at the table eating on a turkey, praise God. But most of all, to have that time to thank God. Thank God. We need to take this opportunity to thank God for everything that He is to us. In the time we were facing perilous time, we need to thank God every day, every minute, every second, every hour. We need to thank God. We need to take this opportunity to really to thank God. But most of all, I want to come to the book of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Solomon. When Solomon was offering the temple to God, Solomon prayed. But after he prayed, God heard his prayer. He saw the sincerity of Solomon's heart when he built the temple in behalf of his father David. To show how much he loved him, his gratitude. This is what we need to do. We need to establish a temple, an altar, a physical temple and a physical altar to lay ourselves before the Lord, to see that He accepts us for what we can be to Him without any spots or wrinkles. We need to offer a temple before Him, and that's your body, your soul, and spirit. That we can offer unto the Lord to show our gratitude, our appreciation, and how much He has really watched over us to keep us alive. While we sleep, He's watching over us. When He wakes us up, He's still watching over us. But I thank God for Solomon. At that moment when he offered the temple to God to show how much he loved God, to appreciate Him for all what He had done for him and his people. But then I thank God for 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I thank God for Jesus. And the Lord, I'll read what the Lord said. I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifice. At times I might shut up the heaven so that no rain falls, or command grasshopper to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. And I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. This is what God said. That we are so dear to Him that He is able to watch. He will always watch over us because our heart. Remember Jesus said in Matthew, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's it. When our heart is pure and righteous and holy unto Him, He will always watch over us. He will always protect us. In the book of Psalm 91, He will always watch over us and protect us. Whatever we are doing, when we are in the dark or in the light, He will always watch over us. And we'll be so dear to Him because we'll be so precious in His heart. And that's the reason why we need to dedicate ourselves to Him of the temple that He blessed us with. And that's your body. That you bless your temple, your body, as a living sacrifice unto Him holy. That you will purify yourself before Him. Consecrate yourself before Him through prayer and fasting. Trusting in Him more and more and more. For the Lord looks for the pureness in us. The pureness of dedication. The pureness in faith. Knowing that He will see us through in every step of the day. Way. So I truly thank God for His mercy and for His grace. For the God that we serve, He loved us. Because the Bible said, and I thank God, John said, for He come, praise God, and baptized us with the Holy Spirit. And I thank God, He come to save us from sin, that we could live righteous and holy unto our Heavenly Father that is holy unto us. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that means when we come before the Lord humble, not with our agenda to God, but to come empty, so God will fill us with His presence, with His glory, with the oil that He wants to give unto us, that He'll give us what we righteously need. But I thank God, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, praise God, that's what He said, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, if we turn from our carnality mind, our carnal mind, and turn our mind to righteous, God will see us through this. All we have to do is glorify Him, honor Him, praise Him, and give Him what He deserves. That Jesus gave Himself for us, that we can live righteous and holy unto Him. So when we kneel before the Father, let's remember of all what He has given to us and what He gave to us, His Son. So me as a person, as you as an individual, let us dedicate ourselves to God. Let our temple be righteous so He can accept it as His place of dwelling. So that crown that God got for us, that we earn, and with tears and suffering and sacrifice, as Jesus did, let us love Him. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. May God bless you. Have a great and blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, my number 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.